This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Spawn of Haster.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Malbolgia of Haster.
Yep. You've been on a real Spawn kick lately. Anytime somebody mentions something, you get a...
That's an Everything to Guppy reference.
Okay.
That's a little, which I think is kind of the sister show to this one, at least in terms of format.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So that's a little something for those Gupsters, for the ASM Army.
Yeah. So I am down for anything related to Haster. It is the paradox of that work, right? The play itself, the Yellow King, and the scenes that it portrays, you know, the Hyades and Lake Holly and such like that. I'm really curious about it, but I'm also very reticent to read any like unofficial versions that expand on it. You know,
well, because the play kind of exists in the margins.
Yes.
You know, like you get all those little details about it. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff has been hammered down a lot, like forever ago. I have one of those like Kickstarters coming to me that I kickstarted back in a boom period of wealth. That is the King in Yellow, like role playing game.
Oh, shit.
Like the dedicated game that deals with and it has options for doing the real world where the play exists. And like that, you know, Carcosa is kind of leaking in. I think it also has a lot of like details on Carcosa.
Yeah.
So if you want to, like, I don't know what you'd be doing if you're doing a Carcosa campaign and stuff, but like a Carcosa Yankee in King Arthur's court or whatever, you know, but I would think that you would, just knowing that maybe there's some cool details you could find.
Possibly. Yeah.
And bring through.
But there's stuff like there's parts of it that don't really line up. So the Haster spawn, they're like little octopode kind of things that swim around, in Haster's big old lake. However, when I hear the Lake of Holly, I picture a gigantic crystalline body of water beneath an alien sky. They instead, you have an unspeakable one in the foul and murky Lake of Holly. I don't picture the Lake of Holly being, you know, swampy in the way that this is brought out.
And maybe it's not, maybe it's actually very swampy, but the play makes it beautiful. Like the play says that it's very beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. I can get down with that.
Yeah, maybe that's like, I don't know. I'll know like when eventually I get that book. But I get, it's like this weird like misses from the future. I get emails about it.
Right.
Like all the time, but I still have not seen it. And it's like, here he comes. Waiting for that book. Yeah. It's very surprising. So these guys, there's not a whole lot to them. There's not a whole lot to this week. I mean, the next entry is pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just kind of like, you know, and so they're the spawn. So these are his babies.
Yeah. But they serve as options for him.
Yeah, they hang out as kind of like miniature Hastors.
Yes.
Except for one portrayal where they have skull-like faces.
Yeah.
Which an octopus with a skull face is pretty cool.
I like that quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that's the way I would do it.
Mm.
And they attack with tentacles and crush their victims, or grasp and draw them into rubbery sack-like bodies where they're swallowed whole. I can get down with that.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
You're off probation. You're fine.
Yeah. You know, it's not great. And I like how they can all call Haster because they're his spawn. So it's like they had like Haster is their emergency contact. The emergency contact, which must not be named.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.